cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So bottom of the third inning, 5-0 Green Bay over Wisconsin Rapids. They have five hits as well. Mateo Matthews, who popped out to second his first time up at the plate. So Rosencrantz back on the mound once more. He's gone two innings, allowed five hits, five runs, 44 pitches, and a strikeout. Very unlike the Valparaiso grad transfer to Missouri Baptist. He graduated from Valparaiso this season, and congratulations to him. And the 1-0 popped up way high in the left field as Castillo runs under it and makes an easy catch for one down. So that's a second ball hit in the air high. That is flied out to left, though. So Cooper Kelly got a base hit his first time up, and he also got home as well. So Kelly got on base off of a slow bouncer to Broussard. And Broussard and Rosencrantz just couldn't make that play at first. So four home runs for the Kansas Jayhawk. And a broken bat, but hits a pop-up into the third baseman. Degatti runs back and makes the grab. So a popped-up ball from Kelly. So two down for the Rafters. Luke Moeller flew out to center, his first time up at the plate. And two gone. 5-0 Green Bay. And five hits as well. And so that's always great to see. Madison does it, and here Green Bay, they have a bat dog that goes and collects the bats after, a bat is dropped, and that's always really cool to see. Two gone. Rosencrantz works and throws at a low ball, 1-0. Seven RBIs for Moeller. And 232 batter. Rosencrantz will kick, wind, and serve the 1-0. And a swing and a ball popped up in the air towards shallow right and coming down and making the grab is Broussard for the third out. So Raptors go 1-2-3. We head to the top of the fourth. They still trail 5-0. Here, we'll step aside here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art and all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning, 5-0 Green Bay in front. They got two runs in the first, three runs in the second. Wisconsin Rapids looking to respond. Brendan Bobo will lead off. So Brendan Bobo got on base off of a drop third strike from the catcher Moeller. So Bobo, 35 hits for him on 143 at-bats with 23 runs, 36 RBIs, and 10 home runs. But he's been struck out 39 times, which is first on the team. He's looking to get going here. And they're going to need him to. Stoddard works in and throws a strike. So Kyle Stoddard, four strikeouts for him. Hasn't allowed a hit yet. Rafters still looking for their first hit. And a changeup and a swing and a ball lifted in the air, but a grab from Zielinski at second. And Zane Zielinski works back. Kind of a low fly ball, jumps up and makes that grab. So a line out to the second baseman. Lordoy will step in. Lordoy flew out to left. He's 0 for 1. One gone. And Lordoy out of Benedictine University at Mesa. As he'll work and throw, it's Stoddard low. At a ball 2-0. So 2-0 count for Lordoy. And a slow-moving ball that bounces in the turf. And it goes 3-0. So Bobo made great contact, but unfortunately did not get past the second baseman, Zielinski. Stoddard has walked two batters and throws a strike. 3-1. And Wisconsin Rapids has a lot of ground to make up if they want to get back in this game. The 3-1 from Stoddard, and a swing and a ball popped up in the air way high. Mateo Matthews, the first baseman, runs under it and makes the grab in foul territory. Two down. A lot of pop-ups from the Rafters. They've struggled, surely. It's just been a game for them. So far, they just got down early, and when you get down early in these games, and specifically being down five runs to a team like Green Bay that's won six of their past seven, it's hard to come back. And they're going to have a mountain to climb in front of them. But five runs is doable. I say it's a big hill to climb in front of them, but five runs, this is a team that we've seen have big innings. We've seen three-run, four-run, five-run innings at times. And they've won games only in two innings. And you take it back to the last game against Fond du Lac back on Sunday as a swing and a liner over the second the shortstop, Kelly, in the left field for Broussard. And he gets on with a base hit, the first of the Rafters today. So good to see for Garrett Broussard, and there's a way to start. Two gone. Gallison has walked. Green Bay feeling very confident right now. Six of their past seven. And they started 5-10. And they just started to come out of nowhere. There's a changeup from Stoddard and a strike going one. Broussard at first. 0-1 count. A one away, and Gallison sees the ball low. One ball, one strike with two down. One hit. The Rafters, Garrett Broussard at first. Kyle Stoddard out of Missouri Southern State. And serve. Gallison flies this back out left side. Castillo on deck. 1-2 is this count. Stoddard nearing his 65th pitch. He's gone a 3 2/3. Broussard at first. Stoddard kick side, the 1-2 delivery home, and Gallison misses low, but a ball dropped the throw way over the head towards Zielinski backing up. But nonetheless, Gallison goes down. And is that not the, as Gallison goes there, Matthews backing up and now tags first just before Gallison get there. And is that the third? Yeah, that looks like that's the third out. There was already two outs as Gallison was on his way to the dugout. And there was, Broussard took it to second. There was no call yet. And Gallison then just started to dart to first and Matthews tagged it before in time. He lucky he was tagged it because Gallison would have got on base. Nonetheless, though, we head to the bottom of the fourth, 5-0, Green Bay in front.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
And we return for Capital Credit Union Park. Joey Fearon with you here on WFHR as it's the home of Rafters Baseball. And you're just excited to bring you this coverage once more and just back that and happy that we played a game past 1.5 innings. Weather hasn't been kind to the Rafters, and neither has this game. They trail 5-0 and have been out hit 5-1. Two errors for them in the field. Brian Dyer getting up now, looking like he'll be calling to his pitching staff. Rosencrantz's day looks like it'll be done after this inning. The 1-1 filed back here on Zane Zielinski. So Zielinski got a base hit his first time up. Five hits. I mean, they've had hits from a lot of guys, five different guys. The 1-2 home, swinging a ground ball that stays fair towards Brewer at short, and the throw to first goes low to Broussard, but he gets him. So Zielinski grounds out to the shortstop. As top of the order with Kendall Yule, who was hit by a pitch, which loaded the bases. So Kendall Yule, a great product. He's got home today. One of four rockers to cross home plate. One gone. Rosencrantz nearing his 54th pitch. He'll set in and deliver in a swing and a ground ball once more to Brewer at short. Fields it up in the throw to first to Broussard, and he gets Yule two down. Hey, what a good boy. So back-to-back ground outs to short for Brewer. And two gone. Bottom of the fourth, Jason Jones. And boy, he's had a really big day. A solo shot his first time up into right center. His second time, he was hit by a pitch, which was an RBI because it was the bases were loaded. So one for one with two runs and two RBIs. And two gone. Count runs at 1-0. here on Jones. Rosecrans sets in a swing and a miss low. 1-1. A ball and a strike. Two down here, bottom of the fourth. Green Bay in a commanding 5-0 lead. Rosecrans will shake it off. On the first base side of the rubber, he'll set in and fire. And a ball thrown in low, but fouled away. So out of Savannah, Texas, he's down in this count, 1-2. Rosecrans only one strikeout, where he struck out his first batter in Yule. Since then, he's really struggled. Rosecrans shakes it off. He now likes the pitch. And the 1-2 home. And a swing and a ball lifted high into right field. Bobo back at the wall. And it hits off the top of the wall and goes for a home run. The second home run of the day for Jason Jones. And the second solo shot as Green Bay, boy, in front 6-0. What a day for Jason Jones. 2 for 2. 3 runs and 3 RBIs. Boy, he's really had Rosecrans' number. And now it looks like down there, it might be Antsovitz warming up. Yeah, I believe it will be Johnny Antsovitz. He'll probably come in after this inning. I would assume so. Two down, a 6-0 lead for Green Bay. Rosecrans works. In it goes at low to ball, 1-0. Two down. And Jason Jones, my goodness, the Arkansas Razorback, a home run his first time up, hit by a pitch, which was an RBI, his second time, and then a swing and a ground ball from Jackson. Away from it is Johnson, shifts to his left in the throw to first is Broussard for the third out, but nonetheless, another shot, and there's another solo home run for Green Bay. This time, Jason Jones once more, 6-0, we head to the top of the fifth. Raptors trail.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home. Just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
So top of the fifth inning as Castillo hits a ground ball to the second baseman Zielinski and throws the first to Matthews for one down. But, yeah, I mean, look, 6-0. Green Bay's in front, and they've gotten 6 hits because of it. Timely hits from them, and an early lead has really put the Raptors in a tough position here. Jason Jones, a guy that's been responsible for that. As Castillo grounds out, Aiden Brewer, who struck out swinging his first time up. So Stoddard goes to work and a changeup up and high for a ball. So, yeah, around the league right now and specifically in the Great Lakes West Division, you have Madison, a 1-0 lead at Warner Park over the Dock Spiders. And then down in Lakeshore, you have Wausau and a 4-0 lead over the Chinook. Chinooks have really struggled. They've lost their past 7 in a row. So Wausau in front, and as is the Mallards. So 6-0, Green Bay in a lead, and the 2-0 pitch popped out right side. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Antsovitz, and so Johnny Antsovitz will be stepping in after this. 2-1 count with one gone. Two errors for the Rafters. The only hit for them has come at the hands of Garrett Broussard. Brewer bats a 182 and sees a ball way high in the zone, 3-1. So three balls a strike. Brewer at the plate and Duffy on deck. Stoddard looks, kicks, and serves. And just outside and pushes in for ball four. So Brewer, he's walked, and Alex Duffy will step in now. So Duffy was walked his first time up at the plate. So one gone. Stoddard, 71 pitches. He'll look and throw low at a ball that hits the turf. 1-0. A 1-0 count. And now it looks like Chris Kreplin having a word with his pitcher, Kyle Stoddard. There is a pitcher warming up in the bullpen for Green Bay. You know, Stoddard's allowed a hit, but he's thrown three walks and five strikeouts. He hasn't really shown any inconsistency when it comes to, you know, later in this game. Hasn't thrown, you know, hasn't given up a lot of hits, only has given up one. He gets down in counts, but fights back in him. So a Northwoods League All-Star, and rightfully so. He doesn't have anything flashy about him. He's just a guy that can find the strike zone. So Ty Johnson on deck in the top of the order. Duffy the nine-hole batter, and swings and hits a high fly ball in the center field. Yule runs after, but this is going to be JoJo Jackson, the left fielder, and makes the grab. So Yule and Jackson having a word out there with each other. So getting back to first is Brewer. So Johnson struck out swinging, and then he was part of an 8-3 double play where he flew out to center and Duffy got thrown out back at first. So Johnson swings and misses low, and he's just shaking that off and a bit frustrated, 0-1. And two gone. And no balls a strike. Stoddard looks high, steps in the 0-1. Johnson keeping a good eye on the plate. 1-1. Yeah, I tell you, this game, though, prior to the start of the game, there was some darker clouds hovering above, you know, the field as the 1-1 to Johnson is swinging a hard hit ground ball. Zielinski shifts off to his left, back behind, and throws it to first. So we head to the top of the bottom of the fifth. 6-0, Green Bay's in front. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
So bottom of the fifth inning, and yeah, it will be Johnny Antrovitz. It's his turn to step on the mound. And a guy out of Notre Dame College from Ashtabula, Ohio, appearing in his 15th game. He's got a 1-0 record, 17 innings of work. He's allowed 13 hits, surrendered 6 runs, but also has 18 strikeouts to go with it, a 3.18 ERA. But he's appeared against Green Bay 3 separate times. May the 31st, he just appeared in an inning, and then in Green Bay, well, actually, no, May the 31st, he stepped on, but he did not allow any hits, any runs. He was just on the mound. And for him, he also appeared against Green Bay back on June the 1st, went 2 innings, allowed a hit, and 4 strikeouts. So Antrovitz, the right-hander, will set in on Holman. And then he appeared against him on June the 9th, where he went an inning, allowed 2 hits, a run, and a strikeout. So picked up his first win the other day back on July the 14th. As Antrovitz, the right-hander, will throw, and a swing and a liner in the right field, pulled away just on the right field foul pole. Jack Holman already today with a 2-run RBI single. Green Bay 6-0 is their lead. They're sitting very comfortable right now here in the bottom of the fifth. Rosencrantz's day is done. Went 4 innings, 60 pitches, allowed 6 hits, 6 runs, and a strikeout. There's a strike down the plate, 1-2. A ball and 2 strikes. Johnny Antrovitz, the right-hander, out of the Division III program, Notre Dame College in Northern Ohio, and he'll look in. Sets the 1-2, swing and a miss. Holman goes down, Antrovitz, a good start for him. As A.J. Anzai, who had an error and an RBI. It was an error from Rosencrantz, which turned out to be an RBI because a run got home in Jackson. He grounded out to first his second time up at the plate. Nonetheless, though, that's a 328. 9 RBIs, well, now 10, and 2 home runs. At Chapman University, Division III program in Orange, California. And Antrovitz delivers into Duffy, goes through his glove, out for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. And Johnny Antrovitz will come set on the first base side of the slab. Works in high in the throw, 2-0. So 2-0 is the count. One gone. 6 hits for Green Bay. They had 2 runs in the first, 3 in the second. And then another solo home run in the fourth. And a swing and a ball skied in the air on the third base line. DeGatti, the third baseman, tracks it down and makes an easy grab for the second out. So Mateo Matthews popped out to second and flew out to left. So now stepping in is Mateo Matthews, 0-for-2. But nonetheless, a great first baseman, stands tall at 6'5". A reliable 268 batter at the plate. Got 5 home runs this season. 24 RBIs as well. And a swing and a belt into right field, carrying back. And yeah, this ball is way, way gone. Mateo Matthews, a solo shot into right field. soon as it left the bat, I mean, that ball was sent to Mars. Wow. Antovich frustrated. And so is this Raptors team right now. A solo shot. Up 7-0, Green Bay. That's the third home run given up by the Raptors pitching staff. Mateo Matthews up to 6 home runs. That was crushed. So now it's 7-0. And Cooper Kelly with a base hit and popped out to third. Antovich will have to look to shake that off. And works in on a strike 0-1. And we're in the bottom of the fifth, and it's 7-0. They've had 7 hits as well. So Green Bay really coming to play here on Hawaiian night. The 0-1. Certainly looked pretty for Green Bay, really exemplifying Hawaiian night. The Raptors, on the other hand, it's looked ugly. A ball and a strike. The count runs at 1-1 with 2 down. Antovich will set in and deliver up and in on a ball, 2-1. So 2 balls, a strike. And Cooper Kelly, a 1-for-2, led off his day with a base hit. Looking in is Antovich. He'll come set, kick high in the 2-1. Up and above the zone at a ball, 3-1. So 2 down, 3 balls and a strike. 7 hits for Green Bay. And Kelly's definitely been a part of it. Antovich will have to look to shake this off. He'll look in. The 3-1 home, right down the pipe at a strike, 3-2. So the count runs full with 2 gone. And the Raptors haven't looked like they haven't played a game since Sunday. And that's really what it's been. It just looked rusty. Haven't gotten the bats going. The full count serve and a swing and a ball bounced off. Antovich goes in between second and third. Bounces off his right leg. And so Cooper Kelly with the 8th hit of the Rockers' day and also his 2nd hit. It was a hard ground ball into the right foot of Antovich. Took a wild bounce and went right through in the left field. So Luke Moeller flew out to center and popped out to first. The Arizona Wildcat and the native of Scottsdale, Arizona. We've seen him actually at times pitching. So he's a very versatile guy. So bottom 5 and, well, 8 hits for Green Bay. You have Kelly at first. Antovich just looking to retire the side here. And works in up high in a check swing up above the zone. At a ball 1-0. So 1-0 count. Kelly at first. A little bit windy here, starting to pick up. And the second serve out and low. And just can't find it with a fastball. Antovich throws a lot of fastballs, a lot of high-speed pitches. He works in the curves at times when he can, but he really relies on his pure strength and his arm talent. So one away, the 2-0. And a swing and a bouncer to Brewer at short, charges it and looks on to first. And the throw there now, he gets Moeller for the third out. A hit for Cooper Kelly, but nonetheless, Green Bay gets a solo shot for Matthews, and they lead 7-0. We head to the top of the 6th here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
So top of the sixth as Henry Chabot will step on the mound for the Rockers. And so Kyle Stoddard's day is done. Chabot, it's his turn to step on and carry Green Bay. And Rafters, perhaps a pitching change is what they needed. Chabot, a guy that has appeared in five games. He's out of Chapman University and also a native of Scottsdale, Arizona. He's had two saves, though, on the season. 11 in the third innings of work. He's allowed five hits and four runs, but 13 strikeouts for the right-hander. So he's got a lot of arm talent. He picked up the save back again on July the 21st against Madison. And also July the 7th, and also July the 4th, excuse me, against Lakeshore. So a second-half guy for sure. So it's Chabot here, and he'll face Jorge Degatti. So 7-0 is the lead for Green Bay. And Chabot, the first delivery, bounces in the dirt. They've had a run in at least four of the first five innings. So they've really just put a hurt on the Rafters. Wisconsin Rapids just struggling right now. They've only had one hit. It came at the hands of Broussard. Degatti will see a pitch and goes a little bit low, and a ball 2-0. A 2-0 count. Rafters need offense as much as their defense has struggled. Offensively, they haven't had any help. And a swing and a slow bouncer, charging it and running after it is Jones in the throw to first, and he gets him. So Jason Jones makes the play, and Degatti grounds out. Brendan Bobo is now due up. He got on base off of a drop third strike, and then he lined out to second. So interesting here. And part of the reason he lined out to second was Zane Zielinski. You have Zane Zielinski, the second baseman. He's usually, you know, obviously in the second base position, but he's backed all the way up and kind of in the shallow right and playing him a bit deep here as Bobo misses low. So that was part of the reason why he made that play, was he shifted about 5 to 6 steps back and let that ball kind of come towards him, and he jumped up and made that play. If he was towards second base, there was no way he was going to make that play. One gone, no balls a strike. The 0-1 from Chabot, and a check swing inside. There's a fastball in for a ball, 1-1. So Bobo, 36 RBIs in the Cal State Fullerton product from Santa Cruz, California, the team MVP last season, and rightfully so. The 1-1 from Chabot bounces low, 2-1. So two balls a strike for Bobo. He's 0-2. So they need him right here. The 2-1 home. And just can't find the zone, so Bobo stays alive here, 3-1. And they'll need Brendan Bobo, and they'll need him here. I mean, you look at this, they've really just struggled when it comes to offensively. I've only had a hit. And a 3-1 home, and a ball lifted high back behind home plate in foul territory, 3-2. So the count runs full, 3-2. one out. It's been bad on both sides of the ball. Chabot, the full count serve. Swing and a miss. Bobo goes down. So he strikes out. One away. Orlando Lordoy is due up. Flew out to left and popped out to first. So two down and Lordoy is now up. So the left-hander and prior to today batting a 269, Chabot throws high out for a ball 1-0. Yeah, so I mean prior to this game it wasn't really any rain, and then there was a little bit light rain at about 30 minutes before first pitch, and then out of nowhere it just started pouring down like really hard, and the 1-0 to Lordoy. And down the plate for a strike. It was pouring super hard. And it was like, all right, well, now I had to move and, you know, get everything. And but fortunate for them, it was just only about 5 minutes long, 5 to 10 minutes. And the game started, you know, right on time. But we're like, not again, you know. The Raptors have been lucky this year as far as the weather. And there hasn't been many rainouts at all. And I think the past few days, I think it was the first two. I know games got canceled due to the air quality. And the 2-1 to Lordoy, and hits a ball flied out left field side out of play. 2-2. But, you know, that's what it is. That's just, I guess that's just the nature of it. You know, those things are going to happen. So the Raptors are going to make up that game on Thursday. On Monday, it's going to be a doubleheader. First pitch will be at 4:05. They're going to pick up where they left off, which was the bottom of the first. So they'll play 8.5 innings, and the second game will be at 6:35. And the 2-2 swing and a miss low. Lordoy goes down. And, yeah, there's the first out. Well, no, that's the second out. No, is that the third? That's the third out. Degatti grounds out. Bobo strikes out, and Lordoy strikes out. There's no sign that they didn't indicate that that was a third strike, and, well, that was a third out, so... I mean, yeah, that was a third out, so we head to the bottom of the six. Raptors down 7-0.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 54 tonight, under mainly clear skies, northerly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, high of 79. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 52. More clouds than sun Monday, with daytime highs approaching 83. 86 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
So bottom of the sixth inning, and a swing and a fly ball into Bobo from Zielinski. Bobo reaches out and makes the grab. So there is one down, but yeah. 7-0 Green Bay leads. They've out-hit the Raptors 8-1. Joey Fear with you here on WMFHR. As it's been an ugly game, I mean, quite frankly, on both sides of the ball. This is a team that hasn't looked like they played a full game since Sunday. you can't blame them. Obviously, the All-Star break. Everybody had the All-Star break. But, you know, the two rainouts, and then today they just have looked rusty. You know, simple as that. And it's top of the order with Kendall Yule. Struck out looking, hit by a pitch, and grounded out to short. And hits a high fly ball out right field and goes out of play. So Johnny Antrovitz, 19 pitches. He's allowed two hits, a run, and a strikeout. And that solo shot for Jones. Once more, he's on deck. One gone. The 0-1 and a swing and a miss. Yule goes after it. 0-2. There's a fastball once more for Antrovitz. So no balls, two strikes. Green Bay in a commanding 7-0 lead. Antrovitz on the first base side of the slab. He kicks, winds, and steps. And the 0-2 and a check swing up above. And he looks like he did go for a ball, though. A ball, two strikes. Two away. Antrovitz with the ball in his right hand. His body facing the third base side. He'll look in, and the 1-2 to Yule. There's a changeup up high. 2-2. So after two strikes, now comes in two balls. Count one's a two apiece. So two balls, two strikes. One down, Antrovitz. With the ball in his right hand here on Kendall Yule, who's 0 for 3. And the 2-2 up above. 0 for 2, and it comes in for a ball. The count runs full. Here, two gone. So two strikes comes in for Antrovitz, and then three straight balls. So looking for his second strikeout. Now puts the ball in his glove. Looks in on Yule and the payoff. And down the plate for strike three. Yule goes down. Johnny Antrovitz with his second strikeout. And Jason Jones has been such a problem. And now we'll step in. I mean, 2 for 2, 3 runs, 3 RBIs, 2 home runs. Every time up, he's had an RBI. He's had a home run his first time up. His second time, he was hit by a pitch, but the bases were loaded, so that was an RBI. And the third time, another solo shot to right center. So both of his home runs have come to right center. He got one on Rosencrantz and then one here on Antrovitz. Antrovitz bounces low into the chest of Duffy at a ball 1-0. So 1-0 count, bottom six. Only time Green Bay didn't get a run in was the bottom of the third. And 2 runs in the first, 3 runs in the second, and then a run in the fourth and the fifth. And the 1-0 to Jones. Swing and a miss up top, 1-1. He swung at that fast. So you had 3 home runs this game for Green Bay. You had 2 from Jones, 1 from Matthews, all come to right field, and rightfully so. I mean, it is really short to right field. And the 1-1 home. Up high, Jones backs away. A little bit of chin music on that. 2-1. 2 balls, a strike. 2 down. Answer it's kicks and fires and popped out backside. 2-2. So another foul ball for Jason Jones. But once more, a guy that unbelievable day for him, the third baseman. Assuming Green Bay goes on to win this game, he's definitely most likely will be the player of the game. But look, the Raptors, we've seen them come back from the depths, so there's a lot of game left to be played. The 2-2 high and above, 3-2. There's another fastball, and the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes, one away here, bottom of the six. And Jones on Antrovitz. Antrovitz the payoff. Swing, another pop-up right side. So Raptors looking to go 3 up and 3 down. Zielinski flew out to right. Yule struck out looking. And once more, 3-2. Jones, the Arkansas Razorback. Hantzowitz on the first base side of the slab. The payoff. Just up above the zone for ball four. Jason Jones has reached base every time. He has not gone out today, and he's walked this time. JoJo Jackson, he'll step in now. He got a base hit and then got on base on a fielder's choice where Broussard threw at home to get out Kelly. To get out Zielinski. And then he grounded out to second. So Jackson 1-for-3 with a run. At first is Jones. And JoJo a fan favorite here. The Georgia State Panther. And we'll see a strike as he misses at a ball inside. Out of Stone Mountain, Georgia. And count runs at 0-1. Count. Here one away, bottom six. 7-0, Green Bay in front. And a ball sliced out, fouled away on the concourse. On the left field side. 0-2 count. 30 RBIs for Jackson. 2 home runs. And 0-2 is the count. Looking in is Hantzowitz and fouled back towards the netting. 0-2. There is, where the wall is back at the backtrack and home plate is, it really is not that much distance. I mean, even if you throw a wild pitch here, sure enough, it'll probably ricochet off the wall. And there's a strike three. Jackson looks at it swinging, and Hantzowitz gets his third strikeout of the day. We head to the top of the seventh, 7-0, Green Bay.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about
your
hands.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
We return here, top of the seventh inning, as Wisconsin Rapids currently is down 7-0. They've been out hit 8-1. It's really been a tough day for them, and they've just looked rusty. I mean, simple as that. So Broussard is right now due up, but you have James Bornick. He's going to be making his debut. So he's on deck. That's going to be a cool thing to see. He's a guy that has really just popped in yesterday and is a guy to fill in a spot. So Bornick now, he'll be on deck. We'll get to him in a moment. Garrett Broussard, the only Rafter responsible with a hit. It was a liner in the left field. So a new pitcher in Jason Jennerhahn. for the Rockers. So Jenner Hahn, he'll step in now, and the right-hander going to work and goes in for a strike, 1-1. A ball and a strike, and the 1-1 from Jenner Hahn, and Broussard hits a high fly ball into deep center as Yule runs after it and tracks it down to make an easy catch. So Broussard goes down, and this brings up James Bornick making his debut. So Bornick out of Marion University. And Bornick, a guy, a sophomore from Green Bay. So he'll set in the left-hander wearing that number 12 jersey, which Luke Hansen used to wear for the Rafters. The funny thing about him is Bornick also has long hair. It's kind of blondish. So Jenner Hahn steps at a quick delivery. Bornick flies this out right side. So Jenner Hahn out of Upper Iowa University and a redshirt junior from Hortonville, Wisconsin. Making his debut on the mound. Sets in and Bornick flies out back behind home plate. 1-2. So the count runs at 1-2. On Bornick pinch hitting for Anthony Gallison. And the 1-2, and once again, he swings after it and just fouled off the backside of the bat. In top of the seventh, a really frustrating day for the Rafters. And Bornick hits a weak ground ball to the second baseman, Zielinski, who charges it, throws it across his body, and gets Bornick down. So Alec Castillo now 0-for-2, struck out swinging and grounded out to second. Two gone, and Jenner Hahn works in a little bit of a changeup outside of the zone, 1-0. So Castillo on his third at-bat for the Rafters, not only this game but this season. 2-0. Two gone. A 2-0 count. Jenner Hahn, and there's a fastball. Works in a strike, 2-1. And only one hit. That's just alarming for Wisconsin Rapids. You just don't see that. And the 2-1 for Jenner Hahn. Just out of the zone, 3-1. Warming up on the mound right now looks to be, yeah, by the way he's throwing it, it's Blake Barker. The 3-1 from Jenner Hahn. Down the pipe, Casillo saw it looking, 3-2. The count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. The 3-2. And a ball changed up low, and it goes inside for ball 4. Casillo to first. First time he's gotten on base. Aiden Brewer struck out swinging. He was walked as well. So they will need Aiden Brewer, and they're going to need his work. A guy out of Hillsdale College headed to UNC Greensboro. So he's hit the Division I level. 7-0 Green Bay in front. As a swing and a bouncer to Zielinski at second, and fields it up in the glove and tosses over to Matthews as Brewer was charging there. Almost got to there in time, but nonetheless, he grounds out for the third out. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Rafters down 7-0.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211.